is undeniably linked to racism? You've got to be kidding me. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, of all people on the surface of planet Earth, few are more hypocritical than Cecily Richards, the current president of Planned Parenthood, who had the gall to proclaim that healthcare inequality is undeniably linked to racism. First of all, the Democrat Party ally, Planned Parenthood, was founded on the mission of wiping out the black American population. In fact, it was Planned Parenthood founder and Democrat Party loyalist Margaret Sanger who called black Americans human weeds. She and her Democrat Party cohorts even recruited ignorant black ministers with charming personalities to persuade churchgoers to adopt the practice of murdering their babies.
And, oh, God. Yes.
Here we are numerous decades later, and we still have ministers like Jesse, hey, where's the camera, Jackson, and many others telling blacks it's okay to shed the innocent blood of their little babies. It is amazing that at one time, long, long ago, Jesse, hey, where's the camera, Jackson, spoke out eloquently against what he called the racism of abortion. But I guess blood money talks and you know what walks. Anyway, I digress. Planned Parenthood President Cecily Richards also promised that the abortion provider will honor Dr., and I'll add Reverend Martin Luther King's, memory by helping people of all ages and races fulfill their potential. But if the Planned Parenthood goal of wiping out black people is still carried on, it is very unlikely they will or can reach their potential here on Earth. Of course, Richards conveniently forgot that Reverend King's niece, Alveda King, stated that, quote, the most dangerous place for a black American is in the womb. And I'll add, thanks to Planned Parenthood, the Democrat Party, and woeful, misleading preachers. It took the Ku Klux Klan 86 years to murder 3,446 Negroes from 1882 to 1968. Planned Parenthood rubs out 3,446 black American babies every 3.5 days. Planned Parenthood saying healthcare inequality is linked to racism is as bad as hearing, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14 time, folks. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Modern Patriots and Operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch, it's a protocol. You're going to set it up on your home computer. But it's going to be coming to your mobile phone via text. And you can organize everything you've got going on during the day. But what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, that sets them apart from the rest of the herd based upon your locale, is they're going to tell you about the things you can't possibly imagine that there's no way to even plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, tsunami, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you don't get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Yesterday, in California, Senate Bill 916 was introduced, and it originally started its life as a bill about mandating use of bio-derived lubricating oil. Now, that's in the morning. Now, in the evening, that bill has morphed. Biofuel is now off the table, and now it is becoming a gun control bill. Now, if they'd left it alone as biofuel, it would have, you know. And this may be an extended amendment they want to attach to the bill, because normally green legislation flies through the California legislature. The director of the Energy Environmental Legal Institute, he's calling this a pariah victory. And he says if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And it turns out he is right. He wrote about that in Fox and Hounds recently. The new bill language is not done cooking. It isn't soup yet. And, you know, you can anticipate more amendments because the bill is in place to hold that place. Now, as we digress from biofuels, we start looking at the meat of what they're describing in the gun control portion of it. California's Department of Justice has a roster of handguns that are good and can be sold in California, and a roster of anything not on the roster is bad by default. And so existing law there prohibits the manufacture, importation, and sale by licensed firearm dealers in California of handguns that do not appear on the roster of handguns that has been determined not to, that have been determined not to be unsafe. I don't understand that language. They've been determined not to be unsafe, so they're
they don't appear on. These firearms are considered unsafe handguns. Well, this means they don't have micro-stamping. And stuff such as that. It's all about what guns Kamala Harris will approve. Right now in California, it's Kamala Harris. Now, from the bill, a handgun model removed from the roster pursuant to subdivision D of section 32020 may be reinstated on the roster if all the following are met. The manufacturer asked permission from the Attorney General for reinstatement of the handgun model. The manufacturer pays the Department of Justice for all the costs related to the reinstatement testing of the handgun model, including the purchase price of handguns prior to reinstatement testing. The reinstatement testing of the handgun shall be in accordance with subdivisions B and C of section 32020. The three handgun sample shall be tested only once for reinstatement. If the sample fails, it may not be retested. Now, understand this. When we're talking about testing, Glock fourth generation pistols are deemed unsafe in California. Now, when I pick up a gun and I'm testing it for safety, I pull the trigger. If it goes banging, it doesn't go splody in my hand, that's a safe gun. But that's not the way they're testing them. This is all about the dog and pony show. If the handgun model successfully passes testing for reinstatement, and if the manufacturer of the handgun is otherwise in compliance with sections 31900 and 32110 inclusive, the Attorney General, then in her magnificence, shall reinstate the handgun model on the roster maintained pursuant to subdivision A of section 32015. You know, just about every sponsor I've got in California is thinking about leaving California because of all of this minutia. And most of these guys don't manufacture guns. I mean, Frog Lube has moved out of California. They're just oil. Notwithstanding subdivision A of section 32020, the Attorney General may at any time further retest any handgun model that has been reinstated to the roster. I guess that's good and bad. First of all, I know that Smith & Wesson, I think Smith & Wesson and Ruger have basically abandoned California. And, they have existing models that are for sale there, but they're not manufacturing them anymore. They are limited to whatever they've got on hand. And at the same time, there's a bill out there in California. I don't know how much of a chance it has, but they're going to completely redo the concealed carry permit regulations to where they become shall issue. You shall get them in 60 days, blah, blah, blah. And it looks like they're, this is all of this is a show. This is them trying to say, well, we're trying to work with these gun companies, but they're not going to make safe guns. If they're not going to make safe guns, we can't have them here in California. Never mind that 67% of the police probably carry all those fourth-generation Glocks. Never mind that none of these guns blow up in the hands of somebody in Utah. They're unsafe because we don't have our micro-stamping. And then when a clamor arises, they'll point out and say, hey, we tried to work with these unmoving, unbudging gun companies, and they just wouldn't go along with 32119 and 32110 and 32020. And, the heads will be a scratch. There will be some scratching on the heads. I don't know how anybody operates in California without a... And this started out as a biofuel lubricant bill. This is how they do it. I'm being told that Smith and Ruger still sell revolvers in California, but not semi-autos, which revolvers are fine. I own one. Nothing wrong with revolvers. Nothing at all. But... Everything else is pretty much semi-auto with me. Because that's the modern pistol. You can take a Glock and drop it on its back, right behind the firing pin. It's not going to go off. That's a safe gun. As a matter of fact, just about every gun I own does not go bang unless I command it to. Safe guns. Maybe we will be joined by T.K. Martindale of Adams Arms as we discuss the build of the Adams Arms Evo Ultralight that they have sent me. I didn't get a confirmation on that. I am ready to roll. These gun industry types are just so hard to track down. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
More pounding from the blunt object.
Welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Recently, we've seen what's up with the continents? We have seen retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens' desire to rewrite, well, basically the Constitution. He's got six rights he thinks should be modified. And of course, definitely the Second Amendment. Even when you take the Second Amendment and make it into contemporary language, It's still an individual right. That's the whole thing about this. This is what the framers intended. Okay. Now, Stevens apparently thinks he's a sharper knife in the drawer, or he has dementia. Okay. Now, coming from the desk of Bob Owens, he noticed that Trevor Burrus, in some of the opinions he's written about it, he noted something that may be an even deeper problem with retired justices' theories and decisions on Second Amendment cases. It appears he is not educated enough to tell the difference between a heavily regulated select fire weapon of a military type, a true military type, under the NFA, and the one-shot per trigger pull semi-automatic function, which is the most common method of firearm operation in the world, and or the civilian variants that we enjoy here in these in the United States. Stevens wrote a dissenting opinion in the Heller case, in which a 5-4 court held that the Second Amendment conveys an individual right to own guns, even for those not part of a militia in. And it's, Stevens did a Washington Post op-ed and was writing about it. And in the original text, Stevens said, following the massacre of grammar school children in Newtown, Connecticut in December 2012, high-powered automatic weapons have been used to kill innocent victims in more senseless public incidents. That language at the Washington Post has since been scrubbed. It has since been taken down and edited. There is a big difference. Since the NFA was put into effect, there has been one incident where a fully automatic weapon has been used in commission of a crime, and that was by a police officer who it was issued to. I'm talking legal. I'm not talking, you know, what about the California shootout at the bank in 19? Those were not legal. Okay? You don't go buy those at Academy Sports. You can't find them at Cabela's. Automatic weapons have not been used in any of the high-profile mass shootings or any of the low-profile or any of the middle-profile mass shootings. They have essentially been illegal, unless you're willing to pay the tariffs and everything else, in the U.S. since 1934. And since 1986, they've become almost impossible to buy because you can't afford them anymore. If you go looking for a M4 and M16 lower, you're probably looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $15,000, $16,000, $17,000 for it. The day before that law went into effect, the Hughes Amendment, you could find one for $550. Justice Stevens, though, not content being wrong once, he repeated his error a few more paragraphs now. Thus, even as generously construed in Heller, the Second Amendment provides no obstacle to regulations prohibiting the ownership or use of these sorts of automatic weapons used in the tragic multiple killings in Virginia, Colorado, and Arizona in recent years. Those words have magically disappeared. Washington Post has scrubbed them. They are, however, they are in his book. John Paul Stevens has put out a book, and it went to press with those errors. You can go to Amazon and search the inside of the book on Amazon with the word automatic, and you will find it in all of its glory. You can make the argument, if you want to, that a fully automatic weapon can spray death. You can make that argument. However, nobody's using them. No civilians are. As a matter of fact, last time a fully automatic weapon sprayed death, was in, I believe, in Los Angeles County at the hands of a police officer shooting a guy in bed. He sprayed some death. But no, the spree shooters are not spraying death. They're semi-automatically pulling the trigger, causing death, but they're not spraying death. I talked yesterday about the Lancaster, New York firearm seizures. Apparently, these are not SAFE Act related. Bob Owens reached out to him before the show yesterday. And, of course, he didn't get back to him, so I wasted some time talking about it. called him yesterday, Captain Marco Laurencio. Called him to shed some light on the story. He said plainly it is not a New York SAFE Act case. He stated that the two carbines confiscated from the impounded vehicle were confiscated in order to perform a ballistics test to see if either firearm can be matched to the slug that struck the building. Okay. Initial story we got was that it was found in the yard, right? So it has struck a building now. I wonder if it's still seemingly pristine as well. If the 9mm bullet recovered from the building matches the Beretta Storm carbine, then the owner of that rifle is likely to find himself battling a felony reckless endangerment charge. He said the owner of the AR-15 equipped with the AR-MR2 device will likely have his rifle returned to him once it has been ruled out as the weapon that was fired the shot. The AR-MR2 device is something that makes your rifle compliant. And I don't know exactly how that does that. I didn't look it up. I know there's a lot of people that put add-on parts to their weapons so that they can be compliant and at the same time they can be reconverted or unconverted at a later date. But, you know. This is, you know, I didn't feel good about talking about that. But at the same time, they seized a car. And I would have thought, well, I don't know, we're talking about New York. Due process has got to come back. It really does. Due process needs to make a comeback. So, we will see. Now, there's a phenomena going on right now. The NFA is inundated. Or make that the ATF with NFA requests. And the phenomena going on right now, it's not for short-barreled rifles. It's not for automatic weapons. A lot of people are buying suppressors or silencers with, you know, whatever you want to call them. And they don't really silence anything, of course. They do suppress the sound to a certain degree. And, I mean, it's happening to such a degree that even CNN Money is talking about it. And everybody's wanting to know why. So we're going to discuss why when we get back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Right now, even major media sources are noticing the explosion of suppressors. And there's a lot of reason. I mean, there's a lot of people that like to hunt with a suppressor, for example. When you fire a rifle that is unsuppressed, well, if you haven't hit your target, you probably chased every other possible target around you away, and then there's some walking to be done. Now, as you know, if you're going to take a class, let's think about communication. If you're going to take a class, a tactical carbine class of some sort, if everybody had suppressors, one, you don't have to wear muffs for the most part. You can get away with plugs, or maybe even not that. You can probably go ear pro less. Now, what does that mean? That means that when the instructor gives you an instruction, you're not turning around and looking at him and aiming your mics at him from your electronic earmuffs, or pulling your just regular earmuff away from your ear going, what? So you get better communication out of that. And when you have, you know, some of these classes can range up to 50 people at a time. When you're on a firing line, you got 50 rifles going off at one time. If they're none of them are suppressed, well, also, you know, the suppressed rifles would make it quite nice. Everybody be sipping mint juleps underneath the tarp while they take their class. Typically at a tactical carbine class of some sort, you can have a mix of AR-15s, Mini-14s, SKSs, AK-47s, M1As, M14s, Garands, and the noise from all of that can be quite deafening, and even with the use of good quality hearing protection. Suppressors reduce that noise somewhat. They do not silence guns, and they don't go pew, pew, pew either. So the students can more easily listen to individual instructions and tips while the firing line is hot. They can also more easily hear a ceasefire command. That is very important. When a safety or a range safety officer or the instructor calls ceasefire, there should be silence. But, you know, if everybody doesn't hear that on the one end of the line or the other, or in the middle, wherever the, you know, it goes on until he looks up and goes, "Why am I the only one shooting?" When communications can be more clear, safety and the quality of instruction is going to be improved. I've never used a suppressed rifle, okay? So with a handgun, for me, there's target shooting and there's combat shooting. Combat shooting, if I get most of my shots in a fist-sized group dead center of the target, I'm good to go. So I've never tested the accuracy, but according to what I've read, with suppressors, you do get better accuracy. Firearms used by police, special weapons, tactics people, military snipers, designated marksmen, many of them use and feature suppressors, these guys that have to be surgical. The baffle systems on the interior of the suppressor direct and control the gases expelled from the barrel. Controlling these gases helps stabilize the round as it exits the barrel and helps increase mechanical accuracy. It may also change barrel harmonics slightly. All barrels flex in a subtle whipping motion as the bullet accelerates down its length, and some firearms making the barrel itself more capable of firing a more accurate shot. They want me to repeat, pew, pew, pew. That's the way the silences sound when you're in one of the Bourne movies. And they also, to a degree, reduce felt recoil. They control and slow the expanding gases over the length of the suppressor and spreading out these forces over time. The perceived or felt recoil is reduced in suppressed firearms. Some suppressor manufacturers claim an excess of 70% in felt recoil. And doggone it, they just look so cool on them. Don't they? They just look cool. And when you have one, when you're doing a dry fire practice, and you want to believe that you're one of the in one of the Bourne movies, you could go pew pew pew. Hear that? Hardly a sound at all, and I felt no recoil, and it was more accurate, and I heard my commands. Josephine, Oregon. Or in that general vicinity. In O'Brien, Oregon, which I believe is in Josephine, Oregon, there's a guy named Sam Nichols, and any time around 10 p.m. time frame, you can find him slowly cruising through the tiny town, spotlight on. When this person was there interviewing them, he said, "We're just checking this commercial building here just to make sure there's no one hiding around it or anything." Mr. Nichols' keen cab pickup has a yellow flasher on top and signs on the doors identifying it as a Citizen Against Crime Patrol vehicle. Riding with Mr. Nichols is fellow volunteer Alan Kress. Kress says, "We're not trying to take the place of law enforcement. In fact, we have a great deal of respect for what law enforcement does. We recognize the limited resources they have, and we're just trying to keep a presence out there." Out in the country, you might think there's not that much crime. In rural southern Oregon, you have high unemployment, the growing use of meth and other drugs, and budget cutbacks, which has led to a lack of law enforcement that has fueled an explosion of burglaries, vehicle thefts, and other property crimes. They used to be a logging town where they got 70% of Josephine County. That's where they made their money. It kept property taxes low and county government functioning. As it declined, those payments dried up. After two failed property tax levies, the sheriff's department budget was cut by more than half. Two-thirds of the staff was laid off. A single deputy was left to patrol the entire county. And these inhabitants of O'Brien, Oregon, have volunteered to help keep law and order. In the small town of Merlin, members of the North Valley Community Watch responder team sit in a classroom in a civic building. At the whiteboard is Ken Selig, a 33-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department. Faced with being laid off, he retired. Today, he's preparing volunteers for training exercise. They're practicing how to search a building where an intruder may be hiding. When it's time for the drill, team members cautiously maneuver down the hallway, searching room by room, with unloaded guns drawn. They're shouting neighborhood watch. Movement in a fire and maneuver scenario, movement is king. If you know how to move, you can persevere. And it doesn't have to be a live fire exercise. You don't have to run down there with rounds. You don't even have to have some guy sitting there sipping a K-cup while you shoot the hostages around him and he just looks up and grins. You don't have to do that. You can train unloaded and practice the movement, because movement is the king. Mr. Selig says the cutbacks left a vacuum. Soon, newly retired, he and the other concerned neighbors formed the community watch. He said, we started to train. I used the same lesson plans, the same things that were in place when I taught at the academy. And the group is taking the lessons. And it made a difference to resident Jeff Bailey. A while back, Bailey noticed a tarp hiding something way back on a neighbor's forested land. We didn't know if it was a stolen car or anything, he said. We didn't know if it was somebody living up there, maybe somebody cooking drugs. The sheriff's department was contacted but didn't respond. So residents called the community watch responder team. Members confronted the squatters, advised them they were trespassing, and they were left. Notice they did not shoot them. They just went up there prepared to shoot them if they had to. And when they saw they didn't have to, they just said, get out of here. That's law enforcement. Bailey says that after a string of break-ins and car thefts in the area, he appreciates the presence. It's solving the problem, number one, and it's also kind of sending a message that people are watching and people are willing to do something about crime in the area. Community involvement is crucial in any community. And I'll tell you why when we get back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to spin into the next hour. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about how community involvement is crucial. Now, I don't know which city in which this took place, but an Asian film student decided to do this little test. And he explains the test in a YouTube video. And I would do my poor Asian accent because I think the Asian accent is absolutely delightful because it's part British and it's part Asian in the way they pronounce their consonants. But I'm afraid some of the PC nervous Nellies might take note and say, I'm a racist. So I'm not going to do that. So you guys can go back to hugging some trees. Instead, what he says is he wants to find out what would happen if he mimics chloroforming a woman just walking down the street, picking her up and running away? So he does that, and he has some other female film students that are his co-conspirators in this. And repeatedly he does this on various streets and corners and everything else, and everybody just watches. So then he gets out there and says, you know what? Nobody did anything, so let's try this. I'll try one of my black film student friends. So a black film student friend goes up, mimics chloroforming different women, picking them up and running away. Nobody does anything. Everybody's just looking around like, what was that? Part of the test was the woman had to scream loud enough for everybody to look in her general direction, which worked. And then everybody just watched the Asian or the black American pick up the woman and run away. That's not happening in O'Brien, Oregon. Now, not everybody likes this. No, it wasn't Leland Yee. He's not a film student. Leland Yee. Right now, he's waiting and sending out change of address cards to all of his buddies, all of his friends in the triads. There are at least four communities in Oregon now with citizen safety groups. And County Sheriff Gil Gilbertson says he supports neighborhood watches, but he worries when he recalls a community meeting that he attended. One of the people in there said, the gentleman sitting right next to him kept repeating, "We're not going to hire any more of you guys. We're not going to pay you because we can do this ourselves." And that concerns him. It concerns him a lot. Next month, Josephine County voters will have another chance to approve a public safety levy. But members of the citizen groups say they found a new sense of self-reliance. Even if the sheriff's department returns to full funding, they say, they'll continue protecting their communities. This is splendid. This is splendid. This is return to old values in Oregon. And that sheriff doesn't like it. And I can sort of understand why he doesn't like it. But he doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the budget. And that is a natural extension of the 911 services. With 911 services, sometimes those things go down. And you're calling them and you're not getting through. Sometimes you're on hold. Sometimes you're on the phone with them and you get killed anyway. 911 solves nothing. The average response time on 911 is 11.11 minutes. That is an eternity when you are being assaulted, ladies or men, elderly, children. When you're being assaulted, 11.11 minutes is an eternity. Just ask any prize fighter that fights a three-minute round and is getting pummeled in it. 3 minutes is a long time. Think of 11.11. Being self-reliant is not a bad thing, and these guys are taking it to its natural evolution where the community takes care of itself. Without rule of law, that's the way it would be. In a SHTF situation, that's the way it's going to have to be. Nobody can get out there and run solo and survive in that sort of situation. Rambo can't do it. Archer can't do it. Batman couldn't do it. None of them can do it. No matter how it's portrayed. At the end of the day, you can only be aware all the time of everything for so long. Eventually, you got to rest. Eventually, you got to eat. And in Oregon, in Josephine County, they've got a head start on it. Hey, the Battle Cop Lock and Load promo. I think we're down to 14 now. 14 Battle Cops left. Still 2 AK Battle Cops left. Johnny Lee Lewis in the chat room just got an AK Battle Cop. Hadn't shot it yet, but he's going to. And then when he does, I'll have him back on the show, and he can tell you how much that really changes that characteristic. But that's later on down in the future. The way you get in on this, Battle Cops normally range in price from $159 to, I think, $229, $249, depending on which model you get. But you don't have to pay that. You can make a tax-deductible contribution. Maybe I need to go back to bed and start all. Let's do this again in 8 hours, can we? Tax deductible contribution to the Brian Terry Foundation. $100. Then when you get that computer generated receipt, you email that to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, along with your address and the battle comp you want. Then I forward that to John at Battle Comp. Then there's 14 Battle Comps lined up on a shelf with my logo on them, very unique. Not worth any more money, but, you know, very unique. And you're going to be getting one of those. I don't have one of those. I'll never have one of those. Never going to have one. Because mine work, and they're always going to work. They'll outlast me. My instructions are to be buried with my Battle Comps, which means I'll have to be taken off the barrels. But I digress. If that's something you want to get in on, well, it is available to you. We're going to go ahead and start this because we have time to do it. The concept of mens rea is a basic component of common law. It suggests that for serious offenses, the state must prove that you had intent, that you had a guilty mind. You had to consciously choose to commit the illegal act. Without a doubt, there are exceptions to this, usually for crimes which are not very serious. Speeding, for example, is a strict liability offense. It doesn't matter if you tell the officer you didn't know you were speeding. But in serious cases like felonies and high misdemeanors, prosecutors generally have to prove mens rea in order to actus reus, or actus reus, excuse me. So along comes our fascist friends at the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and the Violence Policy Center, and they're giving out advice on this very important legal matter. They told the Star, whatever that is, some newspaper, that it is difficult to prove a buyer's intent to purchase a gun for a felon. You don't want to make a prosecutor prove someone's state of mind, said Ladd Everett. That's almost impossible. He's a spokesperson, the spokeshole for the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. It's extremely hard to prove the straw buyer lied about their intent when they bought the gun, said Kristen Rand, a lobbyist, another spokeshole for the Violence Policy Center, which seeks stricter regulations on firearm sales. The burden of proof should be on the state, beyond a reasonable doubt, right? Having to prove a state of mind is a barrier that they should have to climb in order to earn convictions for serious crimes. That's part of our legal tradition when it comes to the rights of the accused. Maybe the Josh brothers there could consider moving to a country where protections for the accused are considerably weaker. And the gun laws are very strict. Russia comes to mind. Cuba. Venezuela. If you believe due process needs to go away, Josh brothers, you don't belong in America. Have a nice flight. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.